It is really my great honor here to introduce you my brother Matthew Barfield. I met Matthew early in September, around the end of August. It was because of Pastor Weigel. Pastor Weigel met him and he gave him my telephone number. And soon he gets that telephone, he called me and we met together and we enjoyed coffee, Ethiopian kind of coffee together. And it was really a blessing. He is a wonderful man and he has a good heart for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he is a husband of one wife and he has got 8 children and he is a very good father. As far as I know. And he's the vice president of IPM, International Partnership Ministry. And he's been a missionary in Jordan and he speaks Arabic language. And he's very good in that. And you can see that he's an interpreter now for Spanish. So he's a linguist. We thank the Lord for you. And after we met, we had so many conversations and good time with him and with some staffs that are working with him at Colonial Hills Baptist Church. And you know, he's been in 25 countries for the preaching of the gospel. And directing and leading some mission works. So he is a man of God, very well accustomed with so many countries and being a preacher in 25 countries. After I met him, I introduced myself to him. And when you are a believer, you don't take too much time to know one another. I think there is something in our bone and in our inside that knows one another. That's what happened when I came to Open Door Baptist Church. Everyone was actually received me, and I'm at home here because we are all believers and children of one God. So we went really we go along together in a good way, and I introduced to myself to him, and I told him what I'm doing, and he I also told him about my tract I wrote in Amharic about the Ethiopian eunuch, how he is converted. And he took that tract, it was printed in 2006, and he took it and to Colonial Hills. I gave them the word format, the word file, and he printed this 500 copies out of his pocket. So just to distribute it among Ethiopians, and I'm really proud of proud of him and his kindness to do that. So it is again my honor to introduce you, my brother Matthew Barfield, and they will come here, and as well as missionary Annabelle.
Thank you, Lord. Very good. God bless you. Appreciate it. Very good. Good morning. It is a blessing to be here, and it's been wonderful to see how God has led us here in the Indianapolis area. I want to explain a little bit about IPM before we get started with our missionary, Brother Anibal Fornasarich. Don't worry if you can't pronounce his name. It's okay. Just call him brother. It's all good. IPM has been in existence over 35 years, about 35 years now, and we have worked with foreign national church planters and educators all around the world to plant churches and to train the next generation of ministers. It was my joy to be with them in the Middle East, first in the country of Lebanon. We ended up being blacklisted there. I was kicked out 3 times, but we tried. And then the Lord took us to Jordan, where we helped start a church and a Bible Institute, and then traveled around as vice president of field ministries and international evangelist to help our missionaries around the world. We have missionaries in about 25 fields, and we're excited about what God's doing through them. In Latin America, we have a growing number of missionaries. We added some recently in the Amazon jungle of Peru, also in Colombia, And we have more potential there, and we're excited about that. We're very excited about Pastor Aníbal Fornasarich. As you've already heard, he was saved out of Catholicism, and God has used him mightily. He is an excited brother who likes to go out and tell people about Christ, see him discipled and formed into churches, and he's been able to do that over and over in Uruguay and now in Argentina. And so very excited about what God's doing in IPM. I came here in August with my family because of the international community that's here in Indianapolis. So I was very excited to meet Brother Haile and hear what you all are doing to help with the Ethiopian community. It's also happening in Colonial Hills with the Burmese, the Filipinos. We recently added an outreach to the Central Africans, Congolese, Malawi, Burundians. We've seen them reached, and now we have a Bible Sunday school with them and translation every Sunday into Congolese, which is exciting to see that happening. And because I speak Arabic, I'm excited about being on the north side where a lot of Arabs are. I go to Walmart, and I see people that are Arab, and I get to talk to them all the time, and it's really nice. So looking forward to reaching out to that community as well. Lots of potential. I'm excited to hear about Brother Garza and the Spanish outreach. There's just so much that can be done here. In the little township around the church up north where we are, there are 55 different languages spoken just in that township in Indianapolis. Now, I'm from Philly. That's my experience. So coming here to the Midwest and seeing that, I'm just blown away, and I'm excited. I'm excited about what God's doing. It's an opportunity for us to take advantage of this. We would go to the ends of the earth to give the gospel. Then we should be happy when they come here and reach them with the same thing. Amen? Very good. Well, brother, pase adelante, hermano. We'll have Brother Aníbal come now and present his ministry. And then we'll get the message after that, Pastor. Okay. Hermano.
Muchas gracias por recibirme.
Thank you for letting me come this morning.
Y hablar un poquito de,
so that I could share a little bit
de mi ministerio. Quiero también hacer una introducción
about my ministry in Latin America. Let me give a little bit of an introduction as well.
Sí, de mi conversión un poquito, cortito, chiquito.
Sure, tell you how I came to know Christ.
Sí.
It's a big story, but I'll make it short.
Yo nací en un pueblo bien en el interior de Argentina.
I was born in a village that was in the interior part of Argentina.
El más lejos, casi la provincia más lejos de la capital Buenos Aires.
The province that is the farthest from the capital of Buenos Aires.
Y en mi provincia nací en el medio de la provincia.
And I was born in the middle part of this province. It's the furthest away from the capital.
Yo no conocí ninguna iglesia evangélica.
I didn't know any evangelical church, no gospel preaching church.
A los 14 años, para mí, la única iglesia que existía era católica.
Up until I was 14, the only church I'd ever heard of was Catholic Church.
Cuando fui a estudiar al capital, encontré a un evangélico.
So I went to the capital to study, and that's where I met my first Christian
Dios
believer.
Dios movió muchas cosas para que yo me encuentre con él.
And God just put a lot of things together so that I could meet this man.
Y él me predicó el evangelio.
And he preached me the gospel.
Pero yo decía, yo quiero convertirte a vos al catolicismo, vos estás mal. Yo eso que crees vos está mal. Yo le decía a él.
Yeah, I told him I can't convert from Catholicism. That would be bad.
Como católico le decía él, y entonces empecé a leer la Biblia para mostrarle que él está mal.
So he started showing me in the Bible how this was wrong.
Fui a hablar con el sacerdote católico.
So,
que me muestre en la Biblia para corregirle a mi compañero que estaba equivocado.
Oh, we went to this priest who showed us in the Bible how I shouldn't listen to this guy.
Y el sacerdote me decía, no abra la Biblia, no open, no abra la Biblia con él.
And the priest said, look, don't open the Bible.
Dos sacerdotes me dijeron eso.
Two priests said the same thing. Don't open the Bible and show me this.
Entonces allí entró la duda. Ahí me entró la duda y Dios obró en mi corazón.
So this really caused some doubt to enter in my mind.
Y empecé a leer mucho la Biblia.
And so I started to look a lot into the Bible.
Porque yo quería encontrar dónde está el error de los evangélicos.
So I was trying to find where is the error in this gospel message that I'm hearing from my friend.
Entonces, siempre que iba a hablar con mi compañero, él tenía la razón.
So every time I had a question, I talked to my friend, and he would show me the reason.
El sacerdote sabía por qué no quería que yo hable con él.
So the priest said, I don't want you talking with this guy anymore.
Y un día, pasando un año después.
So after a year of this,
yo estaba en un baile a los 17 años.
I was 18 years old.
en un baile del mundo.
And I'm out there in the world.
Y me sentí muy mal.
And I felt bad.
Y esa noche teníamos una barra o unos cuantos jóvenes que éramos amigos.
Sure, there was a group of us friends that were young people that were all together that night.
What happened to you? Me decían a mí, ¿qué te pasa a vos?
Somebody said, what happened to you?
Y después fuimos, esa noche teníamos otro baile esa noche.
So, and after that there was another get together the next night.
Sí, me fui.
And I went.
Solo 10 minutos.
I was only there for 10 minutes.
No pude más.
And I just couldn't take it anymore.
Nadie me dijo que no me vaya al baile. Nadie me dijo.
Nobody said anything to me.
Va acá.
But I just felt.
Y entendí.
Felt bad.
Entendí que había recibido a Cristo.
And I understood that I needed to receive Christ as my Savior. I needed a Savior.
Cambió totalmente mi
this
vida.
Changed my whole life.
Enseguida recibí el llamado de salir a predicar.
And I, after this, after I received Christ as Savior, I loved to go and preach.
Y salí con mi compañero, el que me predicaba, salíamos a recorrer barrios repartiendo
and
tratados.
I would go out with my friend and we start to hand out tracts.
Y yo le decía, tome que es barato, es decir, que barato significa que hay que pagar una cosita chiquita.
Yeah.
Y me equivocaba, yo me equivocaba, y él me corregía, me decía, no, es un regalo.
Wow, no. So I started telling him, look, this is for free, and I say, what is this? I said, no, it's a gift.
Y ahí aprendí a predicar.
So I started this way to preach.
Entonces, después de eso... pasaron los años,
so the years passed.
Instituto bíblico.
And I entered a Bible institute, started to prepare.
Mis padres me exigieron que estudie ingeniería.
My father wanted me to study to be an engineer.
En la universidad estudié 6 años.
I studied for 6 years.
Se cerró la universidad por problemas políticos.
There was a political problem in Argentina, and my university closed.
¿Sí? El pastor de mi iglesia vino, me golpeó.
And at the time the university closed, the pastor comes and knocks on my door.
Venía a trabajar conmigo.
He says, "Hey, why don't you come and work with me?"
Como copastor.
As an assistant pastor. Yeah, I said, "Yes, this is wonderful. I'm so glad I don't have to be an engineer."
Yo no quería ser ingeniero.
I didn't believe that I would be an engineer.
Yo quería ser pastor.
I believed I wanted to be a pastor.
Dios me ayudó, y entonces,
and so God called me.
Y después me dice que me iba a dar un sueldito.
Yeah.
Un poquito de dinero que me iba a dar.
Oh, he said, "Well, I don't have much money."
Wow.
To give you. He said, "Oh, okay, money, that's great too."
Si no me daba lo mismo, yo lo trabajaba.
Yeah.
Si él me decía no dinero, yo lo mismo iba a trabajar.
Wow. He said, "No, I'll get money by working for it. Don't worry."
Sí, yes. Y yo entonces en 1984, fui anciano de la iglesia ese año. Y después, 13 años después, entré en IPM.
Okay, so from 1984, for 13 years I worked, and then I joined IPM.
Sí, ahora podríamos ver, no sé, algunas de las pictures.
So let me show you some of these pictures now.
Sí, this is my wife, this is María.
This is mi esposa, right?
Esposa María. ella tiene una historia parecida a la mía.
She's
también.
Got a very similar story to mine.
Sí.
Except she wasn't a pastor. Okay.
Ese es Uruguay.
This is the country of Uruguay.
Uruguay, de este lado Brasil,
and
y de este lado Argentina.
On the northern part here, on the right, you see Brazil, and on the left, you see Argentina.
La última
and the,
que está allá,
the
la
very
última,
furthest green section.
Ese green, esa última, allí trabajo yo en
this
ese
is,
departamento.
This is the section I worked in called Artigas.
Montevideo está acá.
And the bottom part is where the capital is, Montevideo.
Mira, yo trabajo allá.
So I work way up there.
No hay iglesia
there are
evangélica.
No gospel preaching churches there.
20 pueblitos.
There are 20 villages.
No tiene ninguna iglesia.
They have not a single church.
Está la nuestra ahora, una de la nuestra, de la nuestra iglesia.
There's one of ours that we planted. And also,
seguimos. Entonces, bueno, al lado Rivera.
In the red, section is called Rivera.
Ese rosado al lado, ese fue la primera iglesia.
This
que,
is where I planted my first church.
En 10 años con por la gracia de Dios.
And in 10 years, We thank the Lord for that.
O sea, dos departamentos de Uruguay pudimos fundar iglesia.
So now we were able to start a church in two different districts of Uruguay.
Go ya ahead. Tienen sus líderes.
And now they have leaders as well. You can see that on the map here with the arrows.
Allá en esas flechitas. So, están los lugares, está los lugares de la zona roja.
So this is what Aaron, I call the red zone.
Aaron, this is zona, yo le llamo.
This is our target area.
Zona roja.
I call it this red zone.
No hay iglesia.
Because there's no churches.
Un ejemplo.
For
un
example.
Ejemplo, la provincia de Corrientes.
The province of Corrientes in Argentina.
La flecha más alta.
Where
la
that's
flecha más alta,
the very high arrow, the biggest arrow.
Sí, la flecha esa. Esa provincia tiene 25 departamentos.
There are 25 counties in this province.
Solo cuatro.
Only four have a gospel preaching church.
Tiene una iglesia. Y en una de ellas estamos nosotros.
And one of them is ours.
Sí, sí. Solo cuatro. 25.
25.
No tienen para oír el evangelio.
So most of these have no way to hear the gospel.
Hay alguna iglesia, pero no predican el evangelio.
There might be some church, but it doesn't preach the gospel.
Son carismáticos.
There's some charismatics there.
No creen en la seguridad de la salvación.
They don't believe in the security of salvation.
Son totalmente no hablan, solo hablan de sanidad.
They only talk about health issues.
Y piden mucho dinero.
And give
piden
us some
mucho
money.
Dinero, sí. El otro.
Okay.
La frontera de Brasil.
Here's a picture of the border between Brazil and Uruguay.
Ese mástil divide, es una plaza, una plaza que divide ese mástil los dos países.
There's two countries right here side by side.
Sí. Go ahead. Okay. Este es trabajando con los niños, mi esposa.
Ah.
En Mercedes, en la flecha de arriba, Mercedes.
Okay.
Sí,
so we have a children's ministry in this current place we are, Mercedes.
Es muy lindo el trabajo con los children.
It's really good to have an outreach that way. Go ahead and flip it. I think sí. I actually, this is just my fault. I gave you the wrong file. So we have some extra pictures in here. So we're going to want to flip through these pretty quickly.
Este es de children en Artigas, pero so, es el anterior era en Artigas.
That's in the other, there's other children's ministry as well, but we use
es
this for evangelism.
It's Uruguay.
It's in Uruguay.
Es Argentina otra
this
vez.
This is Argentina.
Puedes seguir otra vez.
Right, go ahead.
Es el mismo.
There's my wife reaching out to the children.
Con los niños.
And getting to reach the children and their parents. You
mucho,
can see.
Bastante niños.
Yep, there's
children.
Their parents come with them. This is a girl we led to Christ, a lady we led to Christ.
De nuestro ministerio.
From
tiene
our
una
ministry.
Historia, una historia muy grande,
she's
no
got,
puedo contar.
Got a big story, can't tell you the whole thing, but she's sí. active in the ministry.
Sí, está ayudando. Sí, yep. Podemos seguir. Ahí seguimos. Bueno, este es un grupo que estuvimos en un campamento de corrientes con otras.
Able to have a camp meeting with many churches coming together.
Este es nosotros nos reunimos en casas de familias.
We meet from house to house with the families that come to our church.
Tenemos algunas casas de familias donde nos reunimos.
So we have family churches we're able to meet.
Es eso es una de las hermanas.
Oh, we have the ladies of the church meeting together.
Este tiene una historia.
This is a good story here.
This is my wife, mi esposa.
This is my wife, Maria.
Ella le predicó a Alicia.
She preached the gospel to Alicia.
Alicia se convirtió.
Alicia got saved.
Le predicó a su hija.
She preached to her daughter who got saved.
Ella le predicó a su amiga.
She preached to her friend who got saved.
Y su amiga le predicó a la otra amiga que está acá.
She preached to her other friend who also got saved.
Es todos y todos aceptaron a Cristo.
And they all accept Christ.
Como Salvador.
As their Savior.
Un grupo, yes.
And so now they're a great group.
Encadenado.
Yeah, so it's all connected as God works.
Puedes seguir nomás.
Okay.
Ahí estoy yo predicando.
There is me preaching.
Puedes seguir. Ah, eso sí, en otra casa, yeah, otra ahead. Casa. This is my son. Bueno, el anterior era play guitar, is my son.
Yeah, his son was playing the guitar. He has two sons who are active in the ministry with him.
Sí.
Okay.
Esa es otra casa, otro home, otra casa.
Yep.
¿Puedes seguir?
There they are in another house, going ahead.
Ese es cuando nos reunimos una vez.
I should say, brother, You're a good Baptist. Because there's food and fellowship. There we go.
El mismo. The same.
Go ahead.
Estaban lavando los jóvenes, lavando, jugando, juego, joy. Ahí yo predicando.
There's me preaching again.
A un grupo que estaba. Puedes seguir. Ese en otra casa. Otra casa.
So we go to another house and have another meeting.
Este es Uruguay. Este es Uruguay.
This is in the first church where he planted. He was able to plant in Uruguay.
Esta es una familia que se convirtió hace muchos años cuando nosotros fuimos a trabajar.
This is a family that was converted when I first went there to preach the gospel. Unos de la treinta.
Sí, sí.
¿Quiere esta historia ahora?
Sí, uno de las 30.
De las 30 personas que refugió el evangelio en el principio. Nadie creía.
Sí. Ah, sí. Bueno, cuando yo estuve en Uruguay.
So when I was in Uruguay.
Éramos John, no sé cómo.
I was really young
joven,
at the time.
Joven. Con mi esposa.
I was there with my wife.
Salíamos mañana, tarde, mañana, tarde.
We went morning and afternoon.
A evangelizar por
going
un
out
año,
to evangelize for a whole year.
Rivera, la
in
señora
this
Rivera.
Area called Rivera.
Conseguimos 30 contactos que entrábamos dentro de la casa a leer la Biblia.
We had 30 people that we went to their house and read the Bible with them.
Sí, pero algunos dijeron que aceptaron a Cristo.
So some of them said they wanted to accept Christ.
Pasando el tiempo llegó Navidad.
But after the time went all the way up until Christmas.
Bueno, ahora tenemos muchos creyentes, dijimos nosotros.
And I'm thinking, boy, now we've got to have a lot of believers that will come together and have Christmas.
Han aceptado mucho a Cristo.
Because many people were listening to us and they said they wanted to accept Christ.
Entonces, ahora vamos a hacer una reunión con una gran comida.
So we have this great meeting plan with a lot of food and many things.
Y le invitamos a todos los que aceptaron a Cristo.
We invited all these people that said they wanted to accept Christ.
Ah, la sorpresa fue cuando ninguno vino.
And nobody came.
Ah.
I thought, wow.
Allí empezamos a ver lo que es el ministerio.
I said, wow, now I see what the ministry is like.
Ah, nos llevó mucho esfuerzo yeah. Superar todo esto.
Yeah, it was a lot of work to prepare for all this and
superar,
to have nothing happen.
Superar, yo estaba muy solo trabajando con felt mi esposa nomás.
We felt very alone in the work.
Era muy difícil levantar esa iglesia.
Very difficult time.
Pero esa iglesia,
but now this church,
en 10 años,
in just 10 years,
la vez que más gente tuvo,
yeah, we have more people coming,
fueron 80.
We have about 80 people.
Sí, pero después quedó la mitad.
Yeah, and after that,
quedó la mitad.
La mitad
fue es que no todos se convirtieron. No todos aceptaron a Cristo.
Oh.
Sí, y entonces se reduce porque hay algunos que dicen que creen.
Oh. They need people to go out and to evangelize more so that the church can continue to grow.
Sí. Y eso desanima mucho, pero so es así.
So it's discouraging in the ministry when others don't join you in the work.
Sí. Pero gracias a Dios ahora hay un pastor allí.
Thank the Lord that now they have a pastor.
Es convertido allí y es muy bueno.
I was able to lead him to Christ and train him.
Muy bueno, ya está casado, tiene un hijo.
And he's married, has a son, and doing the work.
Muy fieles en el ministerio.
He's very faithful in the ministry.
Y es muy evangelista.
And he's very evangelical in his approach to get the gospel out to everybody.
En todo el país. Muy bien. Después también, no sé, seguimos.
Okay.
Ese es el pastor que yo le estaba diciendo.
This is the pastor I was just talking about. I was able to lead him to Christ and train him.
Esa es su esposa.
This is his wife.
Yo fui 7 años. Yo le hice el instituto bíblico a él porque no había instituto bíblico.
When he was 17 years old, we started the Bible Institute for him because there wasn't anywhere to train him.
Sí, exactamente. Entonces, pero él se leía toda la biblioteca. Él era un lector impresionante.
Yeah, he's a very active student.
Sí,
and
muy estudiante.
Yes. All right, next.
Estos son unos hermanos.
So more pictures of the brethren there.
Este es un campamento que fuimos.
This is a camp that we had.
Estos son hermanos que mucho nos ayudan.
This brother helps us a lot.
Esta hermana, su esposo, o sea, murió porque no sé si es.
This sister here, her husband died.
No sé si es creyente, pero
we don't know if he was a believer.
Y se dedicó a trabajar esta señora y este muchacho también se dedicaron a trabajar.
But these two, this lady and her son, are very dedicated to the work.
En Mercedes.
In Mercedes, where we are currently.
Y nos dieron muchos contactos.
And they really talked to a lot of contacts and people.
Y en su casa se hacen reuniones.
And in their house, we have a house meeting.
Y ella muchos parientes de ella dejaron de venir a la casa de ella.
And so many people come to their house.
Sí, pero ella lo mismo no se importa. Ella dice primero Jesús y después lo demás.
All right, they say the first thing is to serve the Lord Jesus, and after that everything else is the way it goes. All right, next.
Yo recorro pueblos.
I go to all the villages to preach.
Porque en todo alrededor mío hay muchos pueblos.
In this whole area where we are, there's a lot of towns and villages.
No hay ninguna iglesia.
I don't have a single church.
Solo en un pueblo cuando yo era joven me convertí.
There was a town. The only place is the town where I was saved when I was a young person.
Donde yo nací. ¿Se acuerdan que le dije al principio donde nací yo en ese pueblito?
Okay.
Se convirtió.
Oh,
se convirtió.
This place that I told you about, where I was, in the middle of this district and very far from the capital.
Sí, pero se convirtió. Pero como no había pastor, yo era joven, no era pastor, vino un pastor pentecostal y lo tomó.
Oh, so there was a pastor who would come from outside, but there wasn't a pastor in the church there.
Sí, entonces solo lo visito, pero.
He only came to visit.
Perdimos hacer una iglesia allí, ¿no? En Grecia. Pero ahora estoy trabajando en eso.
So now we're working in this area as well.
Viajo en moto porque los caminos son muy feos.
I'm driving this motorcycle because the cars I have were really the word he uses is ugly. But anyway,
mucho bien.
Muy feo. It's just he's had continual obstacles with these vehicles, and so.
Con moto llego más rápido por el camino.
So because of the way the roads are, it's easier to go on motorcycle.
Es muy feo. Mi plan es.
My idea is.
Todos estos pueblos tienen radios. Radios.
All of these
FM.
All these villages have their own local radio stations.
Y yo estoy grabando muchas predicaciones. Estoy grabando.
So I've been recording many of my messages.
Y vi que las radios son bastante económicas, la radio de los pueblos.
So it's very economical to access these village radio stations and broadcast messages.
Y entonces mi plan es es repartir en las radios y visitar los pueblos que pasen evangelismo.
Is to go to these radio stations and have them broadcast my messages and then visit the villages to follow up.
Sí, y a los contactos, darle todos mis datos, direcciones.
Yep. So we are able to get all their details and their address and visit them.
Después visitarlos.
And then visit them. Right.
Después visitarlos. Pero ahora mi moto se rompió totalmente.
But my motorcycle's broken. So pray for us about this.
Es muy vieja. Es muy vieja.
Yeah, it's super old too.
It's very vieja. Se rompió todo. Y bueno, y este fue cuando nos visitó Matthew. Este es solo la mitad.
This is a place where Matthew helped visit us, and we preached in this town hall.
Esta es solo la mitad, hay otra mitad así igual que esa.
This is only half the church, the other meeting, the other half's over here, you can't see them.
Para mi cultura,
for my culture,
mi cultura evangélica,
as a believer,
esto es muchísima gente.
Yeah, this is a lot of people to get together.
una iglesia con 20 miembros.
A church with 20 people, 20 members.
Es una buena iglesia.
Is a good sized church where I come from.
Es considerado como bueno.
It's considered a good church.
60 ya es una mega iglesia.
If you've got 60 people, it's a mega church.
Sí. Es otra cosa, es otra forma.
Yeah, it's another thing.
Entonces, pero estamos siguiendo con paciencia.
But we are working with patience.
Paciencia. Creo que ya está, ¿no?
Yeah. Is that it? Oh, very good.
No, una cosita más.
Oh, one little thing more.
This is más Phil son, llamado mi primer hijo.
This
llamado,
is my oldest son.
Llamado Josías.
His name is Josiah.
Él estaba en tercer año de ingeniería.
He's studying engineering in the third year.
pasó algo parecido a mí.
He's kind of going the way I was.
Vino llorando.
He's crying.
No quiero más, no quiero.
Man, I don't want to do this.
Quiero ir al instituto bíblico.
I want to go to the Bible Institute.
Y se fue a la facultad en Uruguay, en una facultad bautista o bíblica.
So he went to a Bible school.
En Montevideo.
In Montevideo, Uruguay.
Él está haciendo el primer año ahora.
He's in the first year of Bible Institute.
Para pastor.
As to be a pastor.
Mi segundo hijo.
And my second son.
Está en el segundo año ya.
His name is Joel. He's in the second year there.
De la facultad bíblica.
In the Bible college.
Para pastor.
As well, to be a pastor.
La gracia de Dios.
Praise the Lord.
Necesitamos pastor.
We need pastors.
Pastor.
So.
Sí.
I have
entonces,
sons.
Yo le decía a mi hijo, yo quiero ser doctor, yo quiero ser, pero la universidad está llenísima, llena. La universidad nos chocamos todo antes de tanto.
People say we need doctors in Argentina, but the universities are full.
Y el instituto somos poquitos.
But the little Bible Institute, it's just a little
chiquito.
Bible Institute. We need
siempre,
more pastors.
Si tienes el llamado,
so,
si tienes el llamado,
if you have the call,
andate a estudiar las escrituras. Ahora si no tienes el llamado, Dios te va a dar otro llamado.
So yeah, if you don't have the call to serve the Lord, you'll have the call to something else. But
otro
if
llamado.
God calls you, you should study the scriptures and serve Him.
Hay muchos ministerios.
There's lots of opportunity to minister.
Bueno,
amen.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Sí.
Did you want to do anything in between, or we go right to the message? All right. El mensaje ahora.
Bueno. Okay. Primera de Corintios 1:9.
Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
1:9.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9.
Hace 20 años atrás.
About 20 years ago.
Una verdad bíblica.
One biblical truth.
Me tocó profundamente el corazón.
That profoundly impacted my heart.
Y es que tenemos que tener el no solo convertirnos, no, primero está bien convertirse, tenemos que convertirnos.
Not only do we need to be converted to Christ and to be saved,
pero después,
but after that,
seguir la comunión con Dios.
We have to follow in fellowship with God.
Y ese tema de comunión,
and this idea, this theme of communion,
comunión con Dios,
with God.
Yo lo estudié hace 20 años atrás, lo vengo estudiando.
I've been studying this idea of communion with God the whole time I've been saved.
Ya he dado alguna conferencia, gracias a Dios, sobre eso.
Yeah, I went to a conference that was talking about this concept.
Porque creo que de la comunión con Dios.
Because I think that the fellowship with God.
Salen todas los llamados de Dios, los servicios para
Dios.
Goes
out to all the avenues of service for the Lord. It comes out of this central truth, this central idea.
Y Dios hace su obra en nosotros.
When God does His work in us.
Gálatas 5:4, por favor. Gálatas 5:4.
Should I read 1 Corinthians?
Gálatas.
Corintios.
Primero tenés razón. Yeah. Vamos, no leímos todavía.
So first we should read what we opened to. Sorry.
Sí. I'm sorry. Primera Corintios. Read.
So God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
Fellowship.
Comunión.
Sabemos que koinonía griego, ¿no? Koinonía.
So this idea of the Greek called out.
Koinonía es una palabra muy muy grande.
Oh, the koinonia,
usado mucho en el Nuevo Testamento.
So we have here in the New Testament koinonia.
Pero en este contexto tiene un sentido.
But here we have the feeling
que Dios nos salvó.
That God saved us.
Para que vos y yo,
so that you and I,
vivamos siempre,
we can live always,
en unión con Cristo,
with the union with Christ.
Y ese es lo que a mí me cautivó.
Yeah, I try to cultivate this.
Yo no quiero estar lejos de él.
I don't ever want to be far from him.
No quiero perder la comunión.
I don't want to lose the fellowship with him.
Because se puede perder la comunión.
Because we can lose this fellowship with him.
Galatas 5:4 ahí.
So we go to Galatians chapter 5.
Galatas 5:4.
Galatians chapter 5.
Cuando te quieres justificar ante Dios, cuando quieres ser justo ante Dios, quieres justificarte ante Dios por ley.
So being justified by God through faith.
Por la ley,
being justified in the face of the law.
Hay una disciplina.
There's a discipline.
Yo lo digo así. Dios no te hace disfrutar la abundancia de las riquezas de Cristo. No perdés la salvación.
We can't lose our salvation, but we can lose our fruitfulness in Christ.
Dios no deja de estar contigo.
We don't want to lose God's closeness with us. Yeah.
Pero vos no disfrutás.
But what about the okay?
No disfrutás.
So we can't lose Christ's indwelling. We can't lose this relationship with God, but what happens to the fruitfulness in our lives?
De flesh,
that we can lose away
when la
the
carne,
when the carne,
la
when the
carne
flesh
sale.
When the flesh comes out instead of the reality of Christ.
Eso, entonces, vamos a leer Galatas 5:4.
So let's go ahead and read Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, where Paul writes, Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
Ahí está, muy lindo. ¿Y por qué quise tocar este tema?
So why are we having this idea, this theme here?
Porque la gran comisión,
because the Great Commission,
está fundada,
is founded upon,
sobre un pueblo que tiene comunión con Dios,
that the people of God have fellowship with God.
El misionero,
the missionary,
tiene muchos problemas en el campo misionero,
can have a lot of problems in the mission field,
porque no sabe cómo tener comunión con Dios.
Because he doesn't know how to have fellowship with God.
Yo he encontrado pastores nuevos.
I've been seeing some new pastors
que creen,
that believe,
que la comunión con Dios,
that the fellowship with God,
es por guardar esto, guardar lo otro,
is okay, do this and do this and do this,
guardar lo otro,
do these
mandamientos,
things, commandments of by law.
Y de Cristo os desligasteis lo que por la ley os justificó. Galatas 5:4.
So here in Galatians 5:4, sí, sí, we hear if Christ has become of no effect unto you.
Sí, entonces yo le explico.
I explain to them.
Las buenas obras hay que hacerlas.
What's the greatest work you can do?
Porque somos hijos.
Because
de Dios.
We are children of God, sons of God.
Galatas 4, Abba Padre, Abba Padre.
So that our heart calls Abba Father.
Y soy hijo de él, y yo quiero agradar a mi papá.
And I want to please my father.
Porque mi papá me puede también pegar una paliza.
So my father can chastise me times.
No solo por eso, sino que yo le amo.
Yeah, but not only because I'm afraid of chastisement, but because I love him.
Y yo quiero guardar la ley.
And I want to keep his law.
Yo amo la ley, como decía David en el Salmo 119.
As David says in
el
Psalms,
Salmo 19, cómo quiero
Psalm 119,
ser yo.
How much I love thy law.
Cómo quiero ser perfecto.
It's perfect.
Para cumplir todo lo que está acá.
It's so that I want to do all that's written therein.
Pero él yo creo que llegó a entender.
But I think that he understands.
Que no es la forma de justificarse ante Dios.
This is not justification in the face of God.
Eso es un resultado.
It's a result of
resultado.
What God's done in us.
Resultado. Primero, perdón.
It's okay.
Primero.
First.
Creer en Jesucristo.
We believe in the Lord
Salvador,
Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Confiar en su sangre.
We trust in His blood.
Que me limpia de todo pecado.
So that it cleans us cleanses us from all sin.
Y vivo en ese estado confiando que su sangre me limpia.
Living in this reality of his
pecado.
Blood cleansing me from all my sin.
Y después hago buenas obras.
And now I'm able to do the good works.
Porque tengo comunión con él.
Because I have fellowship with him.
Y allá en mi pueblo, en mi ciudad,
in my city,
hacen al revés.
We have people doing it in the reverse.
Primero quieren
first,
hacer obras.
Let me do these works.
para después tener comunión
so that
con
afterwards
Dios.
I can have communion with God.
Pero la Biblia nos enseña
but the Bible teaches us
que tenés que tener comunión con
that
Dios.
The first thing we need is communion with God.
Y el resultado es
and,
natural.
And the result is natural.
Cuando yo me convertí,
when I was converted,
acepté a Cristo,
I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Nadie me dijo hace esto, nadie me dijo anda a predicar, nadie.
Nobody said to me go ahead and start preaching.
Yo quise.
I just wanted to do it.
Yo quise servirle.
I just wanted to serve him.
Y yo me moría si no me iba al campo misionero.
And nobody told me you got to go out to the mission field.
Ay, Señor, quiero irme al campo misionero, por favor. Le rogaba a mi pastor, le rogaba, por favor,
I wanted to go. I said, Lord, please use me as a pastor.
Le hice una carta así de grande a mi pastor explicando por qué quiero irme de misionero.
I was writing these big letters to my pastor why I wanted to go out to be a missionary.
Porque mi pastor no me quería largar.
My pastor didn't want to send me out.
Porque yo estaba trabajando en la iglesia.
Because I was working in his church. So.
Entonces no quería. Entonces, pero but después he, con una carta así
but he
de
didn't
grande.
Write, but I started writing all these letters. So.
Está bien, dijo.
So
está
okay,
bien.
Go ahead. It's
está
okay.
Anda.
Okay, go. I send you.
Y, pero él siempre me ayudó. Yeah. Él siempre
so
me
he's
ayudó.
He's been a constant help in my ministry.
Pero eso no fue para agradar a Dios.
But this didn't happen because I want to please God.
Dios estaba agradado conmigo.
This is God has accepted me.
Y cambió mi corazón.
And changed my heart.
Y ahí quise servirle.
So now I want to serve him.
Por amor.
Because of love.
Porque él murió por mí.
Because he died for me.
Porque él derramó su sangre por
because
mí.
Because he gave his precious blood for me.
Y porque yo quiero agradarle.
I want to please him.
Él es mi papá.
My father.
Y a mi papá que vive todavía.
And my father.
Mi padre humano. Yo lo quiero mucho. Yo cuando voy a verle a mi papá que ya está viejito.
When I go to see my father, he was very very old.
Es believers, es creyente.
He was a believer.
Y faithful, es fiel.
He was a faithful believer.
Y yo le aprieto así.
And I give him a big hug.
Y le doy beso.
And I give him a kiss. Argentine.
So. Porque es mi papá.
Because he's my father.
Papá.
But my father.
Y eso me pasa
and
con
this
él.
Is my father.
Él me dio todo, me dio todo. Yo tengo que, yo le sigo, y bueno, ahora ya...
I have to follow him.
Ya nos falta poquito.
Okay, only
sí.
A few minutes remaining.
Y entonces...
And then...
Le digo ahora, entonces voy más a lo último ya para no alargar mucho, ¿no?
I don't want to go on and on, let's get to the main point.
Sí, vamos a Romanos 6.
So please turn to Romans chapter 6.
Romanos 6.
Romans chapter 6.
Y ahí vemos lo que yo estaba diciendo. Pablo está diciendo.
As Paul was saying here.
En el versículo 1 dice, ¿qué pues diremos?
In verse number 1 of Romans 6, what shall we say? See, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
¿Perseveraremos en el pecado para que la gracia abunde?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
En ninguna manera.
In no way. God forbid.
Sí, porque sorry. Sí, había una vez me contaron un hombre.
Let me tell you about a time where I met this man.
Que comía detrás del restaurante la comida que tiraban.
He was behind the restaurant eating out of the trash.
Y él iba y comía.
And he's going in the trash and he's eating.
El dueño se enteró.
And
el dueño se enteró de esto. El dueño del restaurante.
Yeah.
Se enteró.
So the owner of the restaurant felt for him.
Y le fue y le dijo. Te voy a poner una mesa acá.
And the restaurant owner said, hey, let me put you a little table here.
Y te voy a dar comida buena.
And we'll put some good food on the table.
No vaya más
don't,
allá.
Don't go to the trash.
Tenés que comer comida buena.
I'll make you some good food here.
Y él comió por un tiempo.
So he sat there for a time.
Y él dijo, ah, no, yo quiero ir a comer allá.
No, I want to go over to the trash can.
Es ridículo.
It's ridiculous.
Es lo mismo que Pablo está diciendo acá.
This is what Paul's saying here.
Después de toda la gracia
after
de Dios,
all the grace of God.
Que habla el capítulo 5.
As it says in Romans chapter 5.
De Romanos y todo después de toda la riqueza espiritual,
after all the riches, the spiritual riches of God that were given to us,
vamos a ir otra vez a ese mundo corrupto y perdido.
I go back to the corrupt and perishing world.
A comer comida.
To eat the food from the decomposing food.
No. Es eso, una vez que estamos en Cristo.
Yeah, so now here I am in Christ.
Estamos ricos.
We are rich in Christ.
Ricos espiritualmente, llenos de su gracia. En el versículo
17.
Sí.
Verse number 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ.
Sí, ahí está. ¿Cuán
so there
grande
it is.
Es la riqueza, la abundancia,
how great are the riches and the abundance of the riches that we have?
Yo estudié 6 años de ingeniería.
I studied 6 years engineering.
Nosotros calculábamos las columnas.
We were studying to make the columns.
Para que aguante un puente.
To make arriba. That would hold up a great big bridge.
Y eso se llama dimensionar. So dimensionar.
We had to make all the dimensions.
Dimensionar la columna.
We had to make the dimensions of the
esa
columns.
Esa columna tenía que aguantar a los camiones.
If this column would be able to hold up the cars that are passing.
Esa columna. Pablo, por Paul, la gracia de Dios,
by the grace of God,
intentó dimensionar la columna. Cuán grande es la gracia de Dios.
He gives to us the dimensions of this great column, this great pillar that is the grace of God.
Para resistir todo el pecado que hay en el mundo.
How great is this grace that can support all the sin of the world and pay for it?
Pero acá. Por solo inspirado por Dios, como
only to be inspired by God. This is because of Scripture.
Nos dio por lo menos una idea.
So at least we have the idea here.
Lo que es la gracia de Cristo.
That the grace of Christ.
No podemos ir más a comer comida fea.
Oh,
¿no?
The grace of Christ is so much like this. How can we go back and eat
acá en el 17,
the food of the world?
En el 17 dice.
In verse number 16.
Pues si por la el 5:17. Pues si por la que leímos recién. Pues si por la transgresión de uno solo reinó
for
la muerte.
By one man's offense death reigned by one.
Mucho más.
Much more they which received.
Mucho
abundance
más.
Of grace. Much more.
Mucho más.
Much more.
Ahí está la palabra que une lo de Adán con Jesús.
This is the words that show.
Si en este lado está si tenemos una balanza.
So if we have this scale.
Una balanza. De este lado tenemos todo la maldad y el pecado.
All
que trajo
of the
Adán,
bad things and all of the sin.
En toda la historia de
in
la
all
humanidad,
of history and all of humanity.
Guerras, destrucción, asesinato, mentira. Y nosotros es eso lo que vemos. Vivimos en eso.
Yeah, we live in this.
Y estamos impresionados de la maldad del mundo.
We're imprisoned by these sins of the world.
Y eso, si de este lado la balanza está.
So here we have all these things on this side of the scale.
Todo el pecado que este
all
mundo,
the sin of the world.
Este mundo heredó de Adán.
All that there is.
Es toneladas, 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 es peso grandioso.
All the weight, the terrible weight of this.
Pero si de este lado de la balanza.
Now here on this side of the scale.
Acá está Adán, este lado de la balanza, pone la cruz de Cristo.
We have the cross of Christ.
Esto no pesa nada.
And this doesn't weigh anything.
A mí me dice esto.
I see, when I see this.
Que todavía sé poco de la gracia de Cristo.
Wow, how much I only understand a little of the great grace of Christ.
Todavía me falta aprender.
I lack in understanding.
Porque yo estoy impresionado de la maldad del mundo, estoy impresionado.
Because you know, it's very impressive all the bad things in the world.
Es muy grande.
It's so big.
Todos estamos impresionados.
We're really impressed by this.
Pero de la gracia de Cristo que es mucho más grande.
But the grace of Christ is so much more.
A veces no estamos impresionados.
And we're not impressed with it.
But it's mucho más.
But it's much more.
Es como dice acá, mucho más.
It says here in verse 17.
Dice mucho más.
Much more.
Dice, a ver si, mucho más reinarán en vida.
Much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness shall reign in
reinarán
life by one.
En vida. Podrán reign in life. El gatillo veo como un arma el gatillo sobre el pecado.
Yeah.
Vos vas a poder decirle no al pecado. No, y tener fuerza del Espíritu. ¿Por qué? Porque estás en Cristo, estás en comunión con Cristo.
Because we have this communion with Christ, we're able to refuse sin and say yes to Him. We're able to reign in life because of Jesus Christ.
El Espíritu te da el arma para vos decir no y no al pecado.
Because of the spiritual power that we have in Christ, we're able to say no to sin. We're able to put it to death.
Al pecado. Y acá dice en vida por un solo Jesucristo lo que reciben. Termina el versículo. Lo que reciben la abundancia.
Because we've received the abundance of grace.
Abundancia.
The abundance of grace.
De la gracia y el don de la justicia.
And the gift of righteousness.
Hermanos.
Brothers.
Vamos a ser misioneros.
We need to be missionaries.
Algunos, los que somos llamados.
Because we are called.
Los que somos
llamados. Some who are called.
Él nos va a llamar.
And
Él me llamó a mí.
God called me.
Y yo no pude resistirme.
And I'm not able to go back.
Me morí. Es como el pescado que sale del agua.
Because the
no podía respirar.
My sin was over my head like water, so I couldn't breathe.
Tengo que irme.
Yeah, but He's able to go to me.
Tengo que irme al campo misionero porque ese es el Espíritu.
Yeah.
El Espíritu.
Yeah, I have to go to the mission field because of what the Holy Spirit is working in
el
my
Espíritu.
Life.
Y yo le animo, hermano,
so,
a vivir
we need to live
en comunión con Dios.
In fellowship with God.
Es por fe.
And by faith.
En la sangre de Cristo.
In the blood of Christ.
Que nos limpia.
That cleans us.
De todo pecado.
Of all our sin.
Y cuando duermo,
so that when we
cuando
sleep,
me levanto,
when we get up,
en todo momento,
in any moment,
sé que Él me está viendo justo.
We're able to say we're justified in Christ.
Yo no soy justo.
I'm not justified.
Pero Él me ve en la sangre.
But because of the blood of Christ.
Cristo. Y eso,
I'm justified in Him.
Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.
Le bendiga y que sea mucha bendición. Gracias.
God's very blessings. Thank you, Pastor.